Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Thomas resident.
Hi, I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is, why does the liberal mainstream media and the renovated Progressive Democratic Party continue to crookedly deceive the American people concerning President Trump's governing progress? Well, let's talk about his first 100 days as president, which finished April 29, 2017. I guess that the first 100-day time period for any U.S. president is theoretically a big deal. Firstly, Donald Trump is not an elected politician. He was a businessman. Why should the 100-day standard be equally applicable? Listening to MSNBC, CNN, NBC, and some of the other liberal news networks, and liberal Democrats who continually oppose our country's progress, one would believe that President Trump and his administration has not accomplished much. However, that 100-day assumption is incorrect and absurdly ridiculous. Here's why. Donald Trump is the first president since 1881 to have a Supreme Court justice confirmed in the first 100 days, Justice Gorsuch. Also, illegal border crossings are down 70%, 90% in some areas. And as we remember, Mr. Obama sent out a neon blinking sign, "Come to the border." He also brought back 400,000 jobs, saved coal and steel miners' jobs, opened up the Keystone Pipeline, proposed the biggest tax cuts since Ronald Reagan. These tax cuts are pro-growth, including eliminating the estate tax, not tax cuts for the rich, as the opposing Democrats have insisted. The Democrats are obstructing this bill. The stock market is up 3.8%. He passed the Whistleblower Act, especially for the VA, which is now being solved and helping our vets, also allowing vets to choose their doctors. He's putting America back on the world stage, reassuring our allies. The world has been put on notice. Progress with China, putting pressure on North Korea. He's expanding relationships with foreign allies. First sitting president since Ronald Reagan to address the NRA. Extraordinary people who are change agents in the federal government have been appointed for President Trump's cabinet positions, ordered a review of all energy regulations, achieving energy independence, and reversed multiple misguided Obama-era policies restricting our energy sector. From 2009 to 2016, Mr. Obama signed over 3,037 regulations, costing $837 billion per year, stifling business in our economy. Instead of flying all over the world to meet with world leaders as Mr. Obama performed, President Trump invited world leaders meeting with him at the White House. Japan, Canada, Israel, Mexico, Australia, Great Britain, just to name a few. He's also contacted many by telephone. President Trump didn't cause the mistrust with the liberal media. He identified them as fake news or false, tendentious news. He is making judgments on behalf of the private sector. Somebody actually understands the economic system. The American people are heartened and reassured, and I'm Jane Ruster, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.